I'm going to preach about the second coming of Jesus Christ. And I want to read John 21, verse 18. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, "Follow me." Praise God. Amen. That's Jesus Christ. He was speaking, amen, to the Apostle Peter. He said, "Peter, when you was young, you girded thyself, and you went where you wanted to go. But when you get old, Peter, somebody else is going to gird you, and you're going to go where you don't want to go." Praise God. And I thought about, amen, how Jesus just promised Peter, "Peter, you're going to become an old man. And you're going to die. You're going to stretch forth your hands, and you're going to die to glorify me." And how, amen, that came to pass 40 years later. Praise God. When old Peter was crucified by old Nero, history tells us, 40 years later, and Jesus promised, "Peter, you're going to become an old man, and you're going to die to glorify me." And I thought, praise God, when you read that, you know, praise God, that Peter didn't think Jesus is coming back in my lifetime, did he? He knew. Peter knew he was going to die, become an old man and die before Jesus Christ will come back. You see, there's a doctrine, praise God, in the church world today. It's all over the radios, on the TVs, praise God, that when Jesus went back to heaven and ascended from the mount, praise God, that all prophecy stopped right then. That there would be no fulfilling of prophecy until Jesus came back and got his church, then prophecy would start rolling again. They taught, amen, they're teaching that it was the imminent return of Christ, and that at any second he can come and get his people, and he will actually come and get his people before there would ever be an Antichrist. They teach that he will come and get his people before there would be ever any tribulation. Before any of these prophecies of the Bible that were spoken will take place, they said Jesus will come back. And they said the church has always believed that at any second Jesus could come back, and then the wheel of prophecy would start rolling. Praise God, that just proves to you, amen, that Peter didn't believe that. Peter knew, praise God, that he was going to grow old. Amen? And that he was going to die before Jesus would come back. That's 40 years. I thought how the Lord spoke to the Apostle Paul in Acts 23:11. He said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as thou hast testified to me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also at Rome." He said, "Paul, you must bear witness of me in Rome." Praise God. And Paul knew, because of the words of the Lord, that he was going to witness in Rome of Jesus before Jesus would ever come back. Do you see what I'm saying? When Jesus says, "This shall happen," praise God, it must happen. I mean, he said the Scriptures cannot be broken, praise God. I mean, the things that Jesus suffered on this earth, it was so, amen, the Scriptures might not be broken. Everything had to happen, praise God, just like they happened. Amen. The Scripture has to be fulfilled. God can't lie. Amen. If Jesus said, "Peter, when you're old, you're going to die for me," but he comes back and gets Peter before he dies, he just lied to Peter, didn't he? Amen. He knew. Lord wasn't coming back in his lifetime. You know, Paul said, "I'm ready to be offered up, and the time of my departure is at hand." He knew he was going to die. Amen. He knew he was going to die. And history says that old Paul was beheaded, praise God, before Caesar. He knew that he was going to die. Amen. The Apostle Paul prophesied, 2 Timothy 4, verse 3, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." Praise God. He said, there's coming a time, young Timothy, they're not going to listen to sound doctrine. They won't endure it, praise God. But they're going to get them teachers having itching ears, praise God. And they'll turn their ears from the truth to fables. They're going to believe lies. They're going to believe myths because they have itching ears, praise God. He said, this is going to happen, amen. And that had to take place, amen, before the Lord come back. Amen. I mean, it had to be prophesied, but you know that's taking place. Amen. Amen. It's come to that church. Amen. The truth, praise God, people will not endure it. They will not receive it. They will run from it. They will run from the truth of God. Praise God. They'll run from the Bible. Amen. They don't know standard preached. And don't want the Bible standard preached. I've had people say that I'm too strict because I preach against fornication. Amen. That you're a Christian and you're saying you're a Christian, you're living with somebody, you're not married to them, that's fornication. That's sin. That's got to be dealt with. Don't think that you're going to come into a church house and praise God, worship God while you're in that sin. Well, I know about it. We'll preach on it. We'll deal with it. We'll take you to the side and we'll have a talk about it. But you're not going to go on in that sin, praise God. Amen? Amen. The church of Jesus Christ practices discipline to them that say they're Christian. Did you know that? He says, praise God, in one place. He said, don't let it once be named among you. Don't let it once be named among you. He says, put that wicked one out from among you. Put them out. Don't keep company with somebody that says they're a brother and they're a fornicator. That's just one example. But I'm too strict. I'm too strict. They want to go to a church where the preacher will pat them on the back and say everything is all right. You can live that way. Amen. Itching ears. Itching ears. But that's come to pass. Amen. We're in that day. Praise God. 2 Thessalonians. Praise God. Look at this, what the Apostle Paul told these Christians. 2 Thessalonians 2. We'll read it. Verse 1, 2 and 3. It says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him. Amen. That's the rapture of the church. Amen. Jesus coming back, gathering together His children. That you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that the day of the Christ is at hand. Don't be shaken by these people that's telling you that it's at hand. He says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. He said, don't be soon shaken in mind, as that this day is at hand, because something has to happen before that day comes. That falling away that we just read about in Timothy. It has to happen first. And that man of sin, the son of perdition, Antichrist we call him, he must be revealed before this happens. I mean, he must be revealed. How can they read that? How can they read that and say the church is gone before Antichrist comes? How can they say that? Strong delusion, a fable, a lie in their mouth. Amen. I've heard them say that word. It says the falling away comes first. That's the rapture. That's apostasy. Look it up in the Greek, in your Strong's Concordance. That's apostasy. That's people turning away from the truth of God's Word and believing a lie. Believing a lie. He said, that'll come first. That'll come first. You know, the Apostle Paul, no doubt, has studied the book of Daniel. Praise God, the book of Daniel. He prophesied Babylon would come. He said Medo-Persia would come. Greece would come. Greece would be divided into four kingdoms. Amen. This thing all happened. Rome would come. The kingdom of iron would come. The Bible says, teaches in the book of Daniel, that it would be divided into 10 kingdoms. And then Paul was waiting for that. Caesar was still in power. Rome was still united. It was 476 A.D. before it was divided, like God said it would be divided. Amen. They knew what was hindering. They knew what was restraining. And Caesar was still in power. I mean, that had to be a division. The little horn has to come up among the division, praise God. He said these things cannot happen. I mean, the Lord will not come back until there's a falling away first and that man of sin be revealed. Promise in the Bible. Jesus said, this gospel, the kingdom, shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. Then shall the end come. Amen. This gospel shall be preached, amen, to all nations, he said. It shall be published, he said, in all nations. The whole world would know the gospel. The whole world would have a chance, praise God, be in all the world. Then the end comes. When did that happen? Year 2000. Year 2000. Amen. The gospel preached. The Bible in every country took 2,000 years. And now it's happened. He says, then shall the end come. Amen. Then shall the end. We're in the end times. Amen. We're in the end times. But praise God, Jesus' word had to stand. He's not coming back until this is done. Until this is done, he's telling us, praise God. I've had people tell me, Martin, in the book of Revelations, after chapter 4, you can't find the church. And that's because the church has done been raptured. That's why you can't find the word church between Revelation chapter 4 and 18. You know, I can't find the word church in a lot of the Bible. It don't mean that the church is gone. Praise God, I find the church when I read. Look at Revelation 13, verse 7. See if the church isn't here. Revelation 13, verse 7. After the rise of the beast, he says in verse 7, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power is given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Praise God. Tell me, praise God, who are these saints? Amen. If they're not Christians. Amen. They say, well, they're Jews. The Jews that's not saved ain't in the Lamb's book of life. I mean, you must be saved, amen, to have your name in the Lamb's book of life. Praise God. These are Christians. These are saints, praise God, that the beast will make war against and overcome them, according to the Word of God. Amen. Revelation 7, verse 14, speaking of these. Revelation 7, verse 14, and I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Praise God, they washed their robes in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Praise God, that's saints. Amen. That's Christians. That's nobody else. They were born again saints of God, and they came out of great tribulation according to the Word of God. And they serve God in his temple day and night. That's Christians. Praise God, isn't it? Praise God. Revelation 12, 11, speaking of these. Revelation 12 and verse 11. It says, and they overcame him. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Praise God. That's Christians. Amen. They overcame by the blood of Jesus. And by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. That's Christians. That's nobody else but Christians. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. Revelation 20 and verse 4. Revelation 20 and verse 4. Listen to the words. Revelation 20 and 4 says, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection, praise God. Amen. He just described people that's in that first resurrection, and they were beheaded for the word of God. They didn't receive the mark of the beast according to the Bible. Amen. They'd been through the tribulation. And they was in the first resurrection. The first resurrection, praise God. That's when Jesus, who shall rise first? The dead in Christ shall rise first, praise God. The first resurrection. And there they are. They've been beheaded for Jesus, some of them. They didn't worship the beast, praise God. They didn't take his mark, praise God. They say, oh, that pre-tribulation rapture, brother, it's right there in the Bible. I said, where does it say he'll come before the tribulation? They can't find a verse nowhere that says such a thing. But in Matthew 24, it says, after the tribulation of those days, it says, the sun will be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven. Praise God, the powers of heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man. Praise God, then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man. And it goes on, it says that he shall gather his elect from the four corners of the earth. Hey, man, that's the coming of Jesus. And it says after, immediately after the tribulation. Praise God, I have a verse for what I believe. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Listen. 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 16. It says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Praise God. Wherefore comfort one another with these words, he said. Hey man, comfort. These are comforting words. Hey man, these people, they were seeing their loved ones pass on, Christians dying, praise God. And they thought, are they going to miss out on the kingdom of Christ because they've already passed on? And Paul says, no, the dead in Christ, they're going to rise first, praise God. Hey man, they're going to rise first. And then we which are alive and remain, we're going to be changed, praise God. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, praise God. Jesus, hey man, is coming. Amen. For his church, the dead will rise first. Amen. I thought, amen, that's the great hope, the Bible says. The great hope is the resurrection. Now think about this for a moment. Praise God. The Bible teaches that Jesus, praise God, has redeemed us. Amen. Body, soul, and spirit. Amen. Redeemed us. Body, soul, and spirit. When he died on the cross, he died for all of us. Amen. Praise God. All people, but all of us. Amen. Our whole beings, he died on the cross to redeem us. Praise God. And I thought right now, when you're saved, the spirit inside of you is redeemed. The Bible says it's better for you to go on and be with the Lord. Amen. Your spirit, would you die as a Christian? Your spirit is in the presence of God. Amen. But you're not complete yet. Amen. You're not complete yet. Praise God. There's a body. Praise God. This old body laid into the dirt. Praise God. Job said, though the worms consume my flesh, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Amen. A resurrection of the body. Praise God. Amen. Daniel said, many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth, talking about the bodies, shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And Jesus said, marvel not at this, for all that are in the grave is going to hear my voice, and they shall come forth. Amen. Some unto the resurrection of life and some unto the resurrection of damnation. Praise God. Amen. A resurrection of the body. And I thought, praise God, our promise, glory to God, our promise. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. He says, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Soul, spirit, and body be preserved. Man, at that great, great trumpet call when Jesus says, come forth to his children. Praise God, amen. That spirit is going to come down, praise God. And the body, amen, that was buried, that was planted, it's going to be changed. It's going to be changed. Amen. Flesh and blood, the corruptible things can't inherit the kingdom of God. But that body that was planted is going to come forth incorruptible. It's going to be changed, praise God. No more sickness. No more pain. No more sorrow. Praise God. No more death. Praise God. No more corruption. It's coming forth changed. The body changed. Jesus, when he was buried in the tomb, laid in the tomb, praise God, on the third day, that body got up. Amen. He was alive. He said, touch me and feel me. I mean, I'm not a ghost. Amen. I'm flesh and bone, praise God. But what flesh and bone? Amen. This Jesus, amen, he would appear to them as a change made. A lot of times they didn't even recognize them, praise God. Amen. There was a change made in that body. I mean, the Bible says it's a spiritual body. I mean, that means it's not a ghost, but the spiritual activated body. Just like a spiritual man is somebody that's activated by the Holy Ghost. Their life is controlled by the Holy Ghost. Amen. That body is a spiritually activated body. It's got glory in it. Amen. They live by the glory of God. And that body's going to come forth. It's going to be changed. It talks about it's not going to be an old man when they come up. It's not going to be a babe a few days when they come up. I believe you're going to be in the prime of life, praise God, when you come up. Amen. A glorified body. Amen. Your body, your soul, and spirit. He redeemed. Amen. There's a redemption, the Bible says, of the body. Look at Romans 8:23. Romans 8:23. Praise God. Romans 8:23. Says that not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit the redemption of our body. Amen. He was grown and waiting on the redemption of the body. The resurrection, praise God. Hey, man, when this body, no more corruption. Like I preached, praise God, I believe that Brother Kellis is the most holy saint on the face of the earth. In the flesh, in that nature of the flesh, there's sin. It's a sinful nature, praise God. I'm not talking about them living in sin. But there's a sinful inclination that we battle against, that we're tempted with. I don't care who you are. Paul, praise God, had a thorn in the flesh. He was tempted, no doubt. All of us. Jesus Christ, praise God, without sin, he was tempted. But praise God, in this, amen, that corruption is done away with, and there is perfection, praise God. Amen, no inclination towards sin. Holy. Now, there ain't going to be any more sin in heaven, praise God. In glory, amen, we're going to be sinless beings. Amen, much better than even than Adam and Eve. Praise God, they was perfect in innocence. Amen, but they wasn't perfect in their holiness. Amen, they didn't love God as they should have loved God, or they would never doubted His Word and sin. Those that's in His kingdom will be perfect in holiness. Praise God. Amen. But there's a redemption of the body. And when I read the Bible, it says every eye shall see Him. Amen, when He comes back, even them that pierced Him, talking about Israel. Amen. It says there's going to be a trumpet sound. It says there's going to be a voice of the archangel. Praise God. And the dead in Christ is coming up. Praise God. Ain't nothing secret about that. It'll shake the whole world. Praise God. It'll shake the whole world. They'll say, praise God, hide us from the face. Hide us from the face of Him that sits upon the throne. Amen. The world will know when Jesus comes back. Nothing secret about it. Jesus said, when they start telling you, hey, He's over here. He's come over here. He said, don't listen. He said, as lightning comes from the east to the west, praise God. Amen. So shall be the coming of the Son of Man. You'll see, you'll know, praise God, you'll feel. Glory to God, amen. If you're saved, praise the Lamb of God, amen. You'll be changed in a moment and twinkling of an eye. If you're not, praise God, you'll be under the wrath of the Almighty God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That's the doctrine. He's coming back. Praise God. Let me read you in Revelations again. Revelations 14. Praise God. Because when I read this, I see Jesus. Praise God. Let me find it. Right here. Verse 13. Revelations 14, verse 13. And I heard the voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yes. Yea, saith the Spirit, they may rest from their labors and their works to follow them. Praise God. And then I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud one sat like the Son of Man. Who is that? That's King Jesus. Having on His head a golden crown, and in His hand a sharp sickle. Another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle, and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. That's Jesus reaping, praise God, His precious fruit, amen. He's taken up His jewels. That's 14. I just read 13. The beast was there persecuting the church. 14, Jesus comes. 14, Jesus comes, praise God. And then after, praise God, He gathers His people. Then the Bible talks about the bowls, the vials of God's wrath poured out upon the earth. We're not appointed on the wrath. Church ain't appointed on the wrath. The wrath isn't Antichrist. That's tribulation. That's trouble from the devil. The wrath of God is contained in the bowls. And they're poured out upon this wicked world. And this wicked world is punished. Amen. I don't know for how long they'll be poured out. It was poured out, praise God, 40 days and 40 nights during Noah's day. Praise God, I think it was close to that in Egypt. Praise God, when God brought His children out under the mighty hand of Moses. Praise God. But it'll be a while. Enough, praise God, to break this earth and the wicked upon it. Praise God. Amen. But I see Jesus right there in 14 on a cloud with a crown, praise God, upon His head, thrusting in His sickle, gathering, amen, into His barns, His wheat. It's right there. People closed their eyes. I don't see Jesus getting to church nowhere. I see it so plain. Praise God, there it is. And amen, church, amen. I thought, praise God, you can lay down the doctrine. Praise God, you can lay down the doctrine, but you got to get instruction out of the doctrine. Amen, what does the Bible instruct you? Amen. If we're going to be raptured up before all the trouble starts, amen, what do we need to be doing? Amen, Jesus says, don't you be afraid. Amen, don't fear them that kill your body, but unable to kill your soul. Fear Him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. And don't fear man. Don't fear the persecutors. Don't fear Antichrist. Fear God. Amen? Fear God. Number one, praise God and trust God. Trust Jesus. Our brother Neil preached, amen, Sunday night. Praise God, that rock, if you stand upon Christ, it's not shaking, it's not trembling. Praise God, you commit yourself into His hands. Praise God, you trust Him with everything. I mean, there's coming a time, if we live long enough, you won't be able to go to the doctor. You won't be able to go to the grocery store. You're going to have to trust God for everything. Start now trusting God. Trust God, praise God, with all your heart. Make prayer. Peter taught us to make prayer and the love of the brethren your priority. Prayer is to be your priority. You'll never make it through the trouble if you don't pray. You'll not make it today if you don't pray. Prayer has to be the authority. It has to be, praise God, your top priority. And be prepared to endure to the end. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Amen. I've witnessed to sinner people, and they've talked about this with me about the mark of the beast. They said, Martin, when that comes, ain't no way I'll take it. They will take it. Amen. If their name's not in the Lamb Book of Life, if they're not saved, praise God, they'll surely take it. Amen. Surely they will. Praise God. Best get it right now while there's time. Praise God. Amen. What are you supposed to expect in these end times? Jesus said, let no man deceive you. Let no man deceive. There are going to be many coming in my name saying, I am Christ. Let no man deceive you, he said. Deception is what you can expect in the end times. He said they're going to have power, Brother Kellis, to call fire from heaven. Do many signs, lying wonders. If you follow the signs instead of the Word, you will be deceived.
Amen.
Praise God. You follow the Word and let the signs follow you if God chooses. Praise God. Don't follow the signs. Follow Jesus. Praise God. Let no man deceive you. Believe this Word. You know what faith is? It's believing the Word of God no matter what you see with your eyes, no matter what you hear with your ears. You're believing this Word of God. Amen. That this Word of God is true. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. There's deception in the land. Praise God. Just think how easy. People that believe the Lord's going to come get them before the mark of the beast comes, before the Antichrist comes. When it comes, I said, surely that's not the mark. We ain't been raptured yet. You see the deception. It's a deception. There's a spirit of carnal security that's getting to the land, praise God. They tell people, after you pray, you're going to heaven no matter what. Don't you worry about a thing. Carnal security. Hey, you ain't going to go through no trouble. God loves you. You'll never go through no tribulation. Don't you worry. Carnal security. And people's going to be shaken, praise God. Amen. And they'll fall. They'll fall. They better be upon the rock of Jesus Christ. They better be willing to hold to His hand. Amen. Praise God. Carnal security. Carnal security. I had a boy tell me it works. Praise God. He said, I can't wait till Jesus comes back. He said, I'm ready to go. He's a young man. And I talked to him a little while longer. And he said, you know, I'd like to set me up a moonshine still and sell some moonshine. I said, my wife went and got ultrasound. She's pregnant. He said, well, my girlfriend went and she turned out she wasn't. She lives with me. Lies, lies, lies. But he's ready for heaven. Carnal security. He's not ready for heaven. Not ready. Not ready for Jesus to come back. But some preacher has lied to that boy. You're going, son. You're going up, amen. Lie to that boy, praise God. But there's deception. Amen. Let no man deceive you, praise God, and expect this, that you're going to be hated among all people for His name's sake. Amen. You're going to be hated, church, by this world. He said, it hated me first, it's going to hate you. It hated me first, it's going to hate you. I tell you right now, Bible-believing Christians that live godly in Christ Jesus, they shall suffer persecution, and they are hated of this world. Amen. This fake church out here that won't call sin sin, pats homosexuality on the back, gambling, alcohol, fornication, all these things on the back, says, hey, Muslims going to heaven too. It don't matter as long as you're sincere what you believe. Hey, they ain't going to be persecuted. The world loves that. That's false. Jesus ain't there. But when you stand up on this Word of God and you preach the Word and you live the Word is going to fight you. The world's going to hate you, praise God. The devil hates you when you stand up on this Word. And if you lukewarm, praise God, and you just let anything go, the devil's going to love you. He's going to love you. He likes the lukewarm Christian because he knows it makes God sick. Makes God want to vomit. Praise God. The Bible talks, amen, that many are going to fall away when the trouble starts. Amen. The love of many is going to wax cold, the Bible says. Amen. They're going to begin. People of your own household, your own family, is going to persecute you, come against you, going to hate you. Amen. They're going to, praise God. Family, friends, brethren, is going to betray Christians because they're not willing to suffer for Jesus. Not willing to suffer for Jesus. They'll betray you. Let me tell you, you better be willing to depart with anything in this world. Anything. Praise God, I've read in other countries, well, they'll take your, if they can't do nothing with you, they know you're willing to die for your faith, they'll take your child. I'm going to kill this child if you don't deny Jesus. You know what you got to do? You just close your eyes and pray. You don't deny Jesus, they're going to kill that child anyways. You better hold on to Jesus. I read with one boy, they had this man's son, and they said, we're going to kill your son if you don't deny the Lord. And he was broken. He said, I'll deny him. I'll deny him. That little boy said, you coward. You're a coward, Daddy. You're a coward. He was a little Christian. They killed that little boy anyway. Praise God. You better believe in Jesus. You better believe in Jesus. Praise God. You better hold to him. Praise God. That little girl at Columbine, the news said they asked, do you believe in God? They didn't ask, do you believe in God? They said, are you a Christian? Do you believe in Jesus? The world ain't worried about the name God. It's the name Jesus that they worry and tremble. And when she said yes, they shot her, killed her. It's Jesus, amen. Be willing. Praise God. It's coming. It's already here in some places. It's coming to us if we live and see it. Praise God. Christians will be put to death. Amen. There are more Christians been killed over the last 100 years than any other century. Praise God. We've been safe in America up to this point. Praise God. But in the Sudan, in Africa, in the Middle East, they are suffering. They are dying, praise God, for their faith. These lying preachers went to China 60 years ago, 70 years ago, and they told the Chinese people, tribulation's not going to come. God loves you. Trouble's not going to come. You'll be taken up to heaven before it comes. And not long the communists came, took over the nation, and then if you were a Christian, you was in jail, you was dead, you was persecuted, and they thought their own preachers lied to us. We wasn't ready. They won't hear them lies now. They don't know it's a lie. They won't listen. You go to the Sudan, you tell them Christians, you'll not suffer. You'll not go through tribulation. You'll not have to die for your faith. They'll say, you are a liar. They die every day for their faith. Every day. Paul Washer talks about witnessing. A little boy, a young man, young teenager, how the Muslims came, put up gun to his belly and said, are you a Christian? He said, I'm scared, but I can't deny my Lord. And they shot him in the belly and let him lay and bleed to death on the ground. He wouldn't deny his Lord. Praise God. If they suffer, them precious souls suffer. And that's where we mess up. People see somebody that's from Middle East, they automatically think, oh, that's a Muslim, and they have this despise them. That's, a lot of them Christians, you know that. A lot of them poor people are Christian people. There's 1 million Christians in Iraq before we come. Before we come. Now there's 100,000. Hey, man, they had to flee and they died because of what we started. But there was 1 million in Iraq. Praise God. Millions, amen, in these Muslim countries that's Christian. Skin color has nothing to do with salvation. Nothing to do with it. Just because somebody has a name that don't sound like yours don't mean they're not a child of the living God. Amen. There's Americans, praise God, the rednecks in these hills that's Muslims. They look just like me and you, but they believe in the wrong God, and they're willing to die and to kill for that false God. For that false God. It's not the same God as the God of the Bible. Praise God. Pray for strength. Church, the Bible teaches when these things come to pass that you'll be able to stand. Praise God. Hey man, don't love material things. Don't have no love for material things because it's going away. But you can't pay your taxes. What's going to happen to your home? What's going to happen to the church houses? Hey man, if they're true, it's all going to be taken away. Your cars, your home, all you're going to have is Jesus. That's all. Don't love the material things. When you're arrested, if you're arrested, we live and see it. The Bible says, now you don't take no thought about what you're going to say. That same hour, the Holy Ghost is going to give you the things to say. And you'll bear witness of Jesus Christ to the unbelievers. Praise God. Whatever you do, don't take a mark. Praise God. Don't take a mark of the beast, of this, praise God, false kingdom that's going to be set up right hand in the forehead. Praise God. Don't take it no matter what, because you'll drink of the wrath of God if you do. Praise God. And don't worry. These preachers saying the Spirit's going to leave right before tribulation. The Spirit's going to be here with you. Amen. God's Spirit will be here with you. Amen. Praise God. You've got to learn to lean upon the Spirit of Almighty God, church. Lean upon the Spirit of God. Let Him teach you. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. But I hope that encourages you. Praise God. Encourages, prepares you. Praise God. Amen. I ain't going to lull you to sleep and say everything's going to be all right. Praise God. If we live long enough, we'll see these things. If we live long enough, praise God. Amen. I'm going to close with that and ask Brother Shane to sing a song. Let's have a season of prayer. Let's seek the face of God.